Specialist, Ideas and Concepts, presented by iMinds.
Stockholm Syndrome.
At first glance, two of the 1970s most notorious bank robberies would seem to have nothing in common. They occurred 8 months apart, for different motives, on opposite sides of the globe. But these two incidents would prove seminal to the development and understanding of a curious and once controversial psychological condition, Stockholm Syndrome. On the 15th of April, 1974, the Sunset District branch of the Hibernia Bank in San Francisco was robbed. Security footage showed a young, attractive urban gorilla brandishing a machine gun and ordering people in the bank to lie face down on the ground. Bizarrely, the armed robber was wealthy heiress Patty Hearst, who'd been kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army just 2 months before. The image of the then 19-year-old Patty was known across the globe as the victim of a brutal kidnapping. On the night of February 4, three members of the Symbionese Liberation Army had burst into her home and dragged her away dressed only in her nightgown. For over 50 days, Patty was kept captive in a padded closet where she was constantly verbally and sexually abused by members of the Symbionese Liberation Army. Despite police efforts to find her, the first clue to her whereabouts was the security footage of her aiding her kidnappers to rob the Hibernia Bank. Living as an outlaw with her kidnappers, Patty was ultimately arrested on the 18th of September 1975, exactly 2 years to the day from her kidnapping. She was subsequently tried for her involvement in the bank robbery. During her trial, Hearst's defense team argued that Patty had not acted criminally from her own free will, but rather that she had been suffering from a newly identified psychological condition called the Stockholm Syndrome.